Now, a week is a long time in politics. You've heard it said. It's a cliche for a reason, because it's just true. But you remember last week, there was this tremendous uproar over the Queensland government's PCR testing requirements for people coming into the state. The noise, well, it extended from the Premier's office all the way to Canberra over the use, effectiveness and cost of PCR COVID tests. But now, 4BC Drive can confirm that the Queensland government seems to be putting in place plans to transition away from solely using PCR tests to contain the spread once we reopen and the virus becomes prevalent in communities. A statement provided from Queensland Health to us today says that state authorities are, quote, putting measures in place to protect the health of Queenslanders now and well into the future. So, what does that mean? Well, it means rapid antigen COVID test kits. That's right. You remember the very same tests the government blatantly refused to discuss during conversations about entry requirements for travellers into Queensland. Well, Queensland Health has told us it is, quote, putting in place what we need to for when we reopen, including arranging to secure rapid antigen tests to support our ongoing response to the pandemic. And as for where the tests are likely to be used, what's been reported today, the government is looking into at-risk locations such as for home use and point-of-care venues. That's hospitals, health facilities, schools and other public locations. It's just extraordinary. The furor last week and the suggestion, well, maybe we could use rapid antigen testing. We were told, no, not suitable, not appropriate, won't be happening. And now we're getting this from Queensland Health. Yep,